Hey guys, it's me. I just want to apologize for the quality of the sound of what you're about to listen to. I tried to record from my bed because I thought it would be more comfortable, but I didn't realize that, like, however I had the mic set up, it just, like, was giving this, like, weird buzz type of a sound to my voice, and it doesn't really sound good, and it really bothers me that it sounds so bad. But I'm still gonna just post this anyways because I feel like, you know, I have to be like accepting of my mistakes and learn how to learn from them. So, you know, just some proof that no one is perfect. So I just want to apologize because it sounds like cock-a-doo-doo fucking shit. And I'm sorry. And I love you. And if you don't want to listen to the whole episode, I understand. But yeah, anyways, talk to you later. Hope you enjoy. If not, it's not a big deal. Hopefully the next one is better. Okay, bye. We're still here. Welcome to another episode of Fat and Sad. My name is Erica. It's nice to be talking to you this evening. It is a nice Sunday night for me. I just got off of work a little while ago. I ordered some Postmates because I was being naughty and spending my money when I don't need to, but I didn't want to move from where I was once I got home. So I was like, you know what, let's just do this Postmates one more time. Don't tell anyone. Keep it a shameful secret. And that's what I did. So now I'm just sitting on my bed recording for you guys. I have a vape with me this time. No bong, just vape today. I've actually just been, like, surviving off of this vape pen pretty much for, like, 2 to 3 days because my dispensary got shut down, so I just, like, haven't bought weed because, like, I don't know, I guess I just feel weird about, like, going to a different dispensary for some reason, but I mean, where I live, I'm lucky enough to have multiple dispensaries, marijuana dispensaries, around, like, literally within, like, a 2-mile radius of me. There's, like, at least 5 to 10, maybe. So it's not like they're not totally plentiful where I'm at. It's just kind of like once I get used to going to one, it's, like, kind of weird to, like, switch it up, I guess, for me. But, yeah, my usual one, I was driving down the street where it was one day, maybe, like, a week and a half ago, and they were fucking busting that shit out, like, police, like, guns, like, making people, like, get out of there. And so I was driving by, and I saw that shit, and I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm not gonna buy my weed there anymore. But there are still other dispensaries, so I'll be fine. But I've just been kind of, like, hitting this vape in lieu of actual flower. So, yeah, I've been switching it up in that area. How are you guys? I hope you guys are doing well, obviously. Always, like, why would I not want you to be doing well? I always want you to be doing well, so, like, just remember that and think about that. When you feel like shit, just be like, oh, you know what? Erica wants me to be doing well. Like, she wants me to be feeling good, so you know what? That helps. So just remember that when you feel like shit, I hope that you're feeling good. So, what happened to me today? Well, you know what I realized when I was at work? I like went to the bathroom and I noticed that my pants finally like gave in on that spot of the inner thighs, like when your inner upper thighs like rub together when you walk, and then like your pants get like all weird right there because the pants are rubbing together, and then like eventually they rip right there because it just wears the fabric so thin that it'll just like fucking rip. So that happened to me today, and I realized that I only have two pairs of jeans that I wear to work, and now they both have the fucking inner thigh hole, and I'm fucking annoyed. Because that's some bullshit, dude. It's like, if you don't have that thigh rubbing thing, then, like, you're fucking blessed. Okay? Because, like, the thigh rub is, like, one of those things that is just so fucking annoying. It's like, it doesn't, it's not, like, really, like, harmful. It's just, like, a fucking annoyance in life. Because it, like, means that, like, you also get, like, thigh chafe. Like, they rub together, even if there's, like, you know, if there's no fabric between them. Like, if, say, if I were to wear a skirt with, like, nothing, and, like, as I walk, my thighs would rub together, and that would cause, like, a fucking thing, and it's annoying, and I fucking hate it. And it's not fair that it's just, like, how your legs are made is, like, whether, depends, like, whether you have that shit or not. Like, some people, because it's, like, not how fat your legs are. It's really not. It, like, doesn't even have to do with that. It's, like, the way that your legs are angled from, like, your hips, you know? Like, some people's legs, kind of like mine, are, like, slightly angled. Like, the knees are a little more together as opposed to, like, some people's legs, like, don't touch at all and they kind of go out and, like... So it's not whether your legs are, like, fat or not. It's just the angle of which your leg sticks come out of your fucking body. And it's just dependent on how you're born. So that's some bullshit. Because my pants always get fucked up, dude. My pants that I love. Like, these pants that I was wearing today, I love. I love these pants. Like, they're Levi's. I bought them on sale. They're, like, a nice wash. But they're done. And honestly, I'm not really the type of person who's going to fix that. I know you can, like, put patches there and kind of, like, whatever. But I'm just, like, not going to do that. Because if I try to, it'll just, like, sit in a pile for a long-ass time. And I won't fucking do it. So I already know that I'm not going to fix these pants, and they're basically done. They're basically dead to me, except, oh, baby crying. Oh my god. Sorry about that. Apparently my window is open over there, and my neighbor's child is crying. So if you hear a baby crying, I'll try to edit it out, but if you hear it, apologies. So yeah, my pants are fucked up, and that sucks, and I hate the thigh rubbing thing. And, yeah, but anyways, so something that I wanted to talk about today is an experience that I had at work today. So I was at work, and you guys know that I don't really enjoy my job, and I was just having, like, a typical day of, like, feeling kind of annoyed and feeling kind of unhappy and feeling kind of frustrated. And so usually when I am at work, a way that I cope with those, like, negative feelings is I kind of, like, disassociate myself from, like, you know, like, my head from my body type of a thing. Like, I'll just kind of, like, mentally just, like, space out until I'm just, like, in a fucking K-hole of my brain. Like, not involving any ketamine, but just kind of, like, that type of a separation from my body where I'm just, like, daydreaming as fuck and just, like, really not in my body at all. So that's kind of what I usually do when I'm at work. But today, I started to feel like that, like those like annoying feelings. And then I kind of decided, instead of disassociating, like, how about what if I kind of follow the feelings, like in my body, and just kind of see where that takes me? Or, just kind of like, let's kind of play a game and see what happens, I'm tired of doing shit the old way, so let's try something else. So today I started to feel in my body where I was feeling like a negative feeling, and I noticed that for me, I was getting kind of like a contractual feeling, like inward feeling, like in the space where like your gut is, kind of like lower abdomen. And I realized that like it was just kind of like a feeling of like tension in a way. Like I didn't feel relaxed. And kind of just like feeling into that and kind of like trying to be like, okay, well, why? Like, why am I getting this feeling in my body? Like, what specifically is it about my situation right now that's like making me feel frustrated? And so I was kind of just like, sitting with it, just like doing my work and kind of just like going through the experience. And I realized that something that I get frustrated about my job is it really feels like I'm not doing anything. Like it feels like me personally, like I'm just like a small part of like a bigger organism. And like, yes, the bigger organism is like doing stuff. It's like supplying, products to like where, it's like getting shit done, which is good, but just me as like a tiny part within that bigger organism, I know it's like, integral teamwork, like everything counts and whatever you want to say, like about like being a part of a team and like whatever. But me personally, I feel like I'm not doing shit, like I'm just doing this thing that is barely a task because I work in manufacturing. And so it's essentially just a very extended assembly line in the sense that, I'm receiving work from one area, then I do like a small thing to it, and then I pass it along to like the next area. And to me, like my duty, it feels meaningless. It feels like this is barely a thing that anyone can be doing. It's like something essentially that like a robot can do and like probably will end up doing at some point in the future. And so it's just like I feel like a fucking robot, like it like just like sucks the soul out of you to just like, like not be valued for like your fucking brain or your fucking like integrity or like whatever, like not be valued for shit, but just like how many like number of like units that like you can move within like a certain amount of time. So I realized that like that feeling of insignificance is like really not cool with me. And so that's like something that, I should fix in the sense that, like I know that I need to have some type of a purpose. I'm realizing that I tried to be someone who could just, like, chill, you know? Like, just do your job and chill and, like, make a decent amount of money for, like, not really working that hard and, like, just, like, have fun, I guess, quote unquote, and, like, you know, whatever, just, like, do whatever, have, like, a chill little life. But, like, if I feel like I'm not accomplishing any type of a real thing from, like, what I do on a daily basis, that is, like, not okay with me. Like, that's what makes me feel like I don't matter. And for me, I feel like, you know, I have, like, so much that I can share and, like, so much that I can contribute that, like, just being a small little speck of a fucking ant in, like, some type of a fucking ant farm, whatever, you know, like, a little fucking, what is it, cog in a fucking thing, that, you know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying. Like, just being a small little fucking piece of doo-doo sand on the fucking shore is, like, not okay with me. Like, I need to be, like, a big-ass fucking seashell. Or, like, I don't know, a fucking crab or some shit. I don't know. But, like, just being a goddamn speck of sand in a fucking pile of sand where no one gives a shit, like, no, that's, like, not okay with me. That's not okay with me. And so, like, you know, when I go to work and I feel that uncomfortable feeling, it's because I'm feeling insignificant. And I'm feeling like my skills and my abilities are being wasted to just do this one fucking thing that is barely a fucking task that any goddamn dumb person can do, okay? Like, and I mean, no, like, shame to, like, people that are cool with it, because, like, usually, you know, like, people that are just, that are, like, down for my job, it's usually because they have, like, a family, or, like, you know, they have just, like, their focus is kind of, like, on something bigger, and so for them, this kind of a job is, like, okay, like, they're happy with that, and, like, that's cool, you know, like, I respect that, but just, like, for me, from what I've been learning about myself, I'm really, like, not okay with that feeling of insignificance. And then something else about my work that also is, like, tied to that frustrated feeling is I realized that the quality of work that you do is, like, doesn't really matter. It's just, like, more the quantity. So even if you do try to, like, put, like, effort into what you do to, like, make it look nice, or, like, just to kind of, like, present what you do in, like, a nicer looking way, it doesn't fucking matter, dude. They don't fucking care. No one is gonna fucking appreciate it. They don't give a shit. So that's frustrating to me, because, like, I'm the type of person that, like, I have integrity in what I do, like, no matter what it is. So, like, even if it's just some dumb fucking task, like, I'm still gonna do it nicely. I'm still gonna make sure that it looks good when I send shit to the next person. And, like, I just hate that, like, that is even, like, frowned upon, because it's, like, oh, you're taking, you know, you're being, like, making it look too nice, or it's, like, you're being too giving a fuck about what you're sending, when really you should just be sending whatever. It doesn't fucking matter. And I just, like, that mentality is, like, also not on the same page as me. So being able to kind of identify what it was specifically more that is like frustrating me about my job, I feel like was helpful, even though I had to feel into it and it was like uncomfortable to go through those feelings. I'm glad that I kind of did get it narrowed down a little bit more so that way in the future I can know that I have an issue with these types of things and not to put myself in situations where, you know, I don't want to repeat the same type of a situation now that I know specifically what it is that is bothering me. So I just wanted to bring that up. I hope it makes sense. I hope it makes sense to you guys because I know I'm not being specific, like, about what I do just because, like, you know, I want to have some privacy. But I hope you can understand what I was saying, you know? So, yeah. So there's that. Oh my god. So I haven't even spilled this tea yet. It's something that I meant to say in the episode before this, or even in the episode before that. But something that's going on with me is I'm moving. I'm actually going to move out of my apartment that I live in right now, and I'm going to move back to my dad's house, to the place where I came from. I recently decided this, like recently, as in like a month and a half ago, or maybe like something like that. I already have given my 30 days notice on where I'm living now, and I have 2 weeks left until I need to be out, and I am not packed at all. I have to get rid of a lot of shit, and I have not even fucking started on it, but that's the kind of life that I live. I live on the edge, so I will probably procrastinate and just, like, push it to the last, you know, minute or whatever, but yeah. I'm fucking dipping out of this place, and I feel like it's not what I thought I was gonna do. If you would have asked me like 3 months ago if I would have thought about moving back to my dad's house, like, I would have been like, no, like, why would I do that? Like, that's not gonna happen. But I kind of just went through some thoughts, and like, I mean, really, I was just getting frustrated because, like, financially, I just felt like I wasn't getting to, like, see any of my money. It was all just going to rent and, like, just the cost of, like, living on your own, because, like, when you live by yourself, you have to pay for, like, internet and, like, as, you know, like, gas stuff and, like, just those other little things that, you know, if I were to go back to my dad's house, I wouldn't pay, you know, as much rent as I'm paying here, and I wouldn't have to pay those types of extra bills. So I had a conversation with him, and he offered to let me go back, and I was like, you know what, I think that would actually be a good idea. And also, like, it's not only because of, like, financial reasons, but something I did realize about myself right now is that I think I just kind of buried myself into this, like, comfy little hole, meaning, like, my apartment. Like, it's too comfy, you know? Like, I like it too much. I like that I can just, like, be away from everyone, and it's my own space, no one fucking bothers me, I have room to have, you know, like, the stuff that I want in here. It's just, like, too fucking comfortable that, like, I don't want to do anything, you know? Like, I just want to be, like, snuggled in my blanket and, like, all smoking weed and, like, all on the YouTube and, like, not getting anything done, you know? So, I felt like, you know, it was, like, good to have my time here, and it was something that I really needed, you know? Like, I needed to have my own space for a while, and I just needed to kind of, like, heal from, like, shit from my past and just kind of, like, develop myself a little bit, like, on my own. And now that I've done that and kind of, like, made that progression and, like, I've grown since then, you know, like, now I've just kind of been, like, at a plateau where, like, I'm not really making, like, strides to kind of, like, do other shit, you know? So I decided, like, it would probably just be a little more stimulating to be in a place where, like, I'm not gonna wanna be there all the time, and, like, you know, there are other people around, so it's, like, I feel like in the past, you know, like, I, being around, like, my family's energy was, like, a frustrating thing for me. But I feel like as I kind of worked on myself, now I have, like, a different perspective on what it is to, like, be around them. So I feel like it'll just be better than before. You know, I think we've all grown and we've all kind of, like, developed since, like, the last time I used to live there. So I think to go back, I think it'll be a good experience. And also, I'll get to be closer to my pets again. So that'll be nice. I think that's, like, probably what I'm most excited about right now, because just to be able to, like, see kitties every day and see my dog every day is, like, just makes me feel happy to think about that I get to spend time with them. And then also, I've really come around, like, with my own family as well, not like I don't care about my pets, but I do want to spend some more time with my dad and my sister, because I don't know if you guys kind of understood from, like, that last bonus episode where I had a conversation with my friend Kevin, and we were talking about going to Austin. Well, we're talking about moving there eventually. So if that happens, which I would like it to happen, so I'm going to say it's going to happen, you know, there's going to be, like, a separation, and I just want to spend time with my family, like, before that. So I think, you know, it'll be nice to, like, spend time with them while I'm in, like, a better mental state than before. So that's going to be, like, a big change for me, even though it's a place where I used to live and I lived there for a long time. It's just going to be, like, a completely new experience because I'm a completely different person. So I'm excited. I know I had said before that, like, you know, like, I wouldn't want to go back. I think I probably have said that, but I've changed my mind and I'm excited and I'm feeling good about this change because I just feel like it'll help me grow in the ways that I want to grow, because I feel like I have been, like, struggling in some areas, and I think it'll be good just to be around some, like, other energies that can help me kind of, you know, just help me in some ways. Because my sister, for example, she's very... I just keep thinking earthy because, like, she's a Virgo. So it's, like, actually gonna be her birthday soon. So happy birthday, my sister. And she just, like, loves to, like, grow plants and, like, be around animals and stuff like that. And so I just feel like I'm just really gonna, like, enjoy that energy that she gives off like that. And, like, hopefully it can rub off on me at least a little bit. Because, like, she's just so good at all that stuff. Like, she's good at cooking. She's good at crafts. She's good at, like, sewing. And, like, I kind of am, like, okay at that stuff. But, like, I just don't. I'm, like, don't want to put effort. You know? Like, I'm just like, nah, whatever. Like, actually, no. But she likes to try, and she likes to, like, you know, kind of get more of a perfection on, like, the things that she does. So she's really hardworking, so hopefully some of that will, like, rub off on me. And, yeah. So, I think, how long is it? Oh, that was, like, 10 minutes right there. So I think I'll just kind of end this right here. And maybe I can think of a self-help tool for this episode right off the top of my head. How about just, like, your family? Or, you know, maybe not your biological family, but at least, like, your chosen family. Just, like, those people that know you really well, and, like, maybe you guys haven't always gotten along, and maybe you guys do have your issues, but I think it's always beneficial to spend some time with the people that you consider family, because, you know, they can kind of, like, reflect back to you, like, where you're at in life, you know? Like, they, like, I guess basically, like, even if it's not pleasant, your family still helps you grow. So, you know, that's some shit that I'm, like, realizing. And I'm fucking 29, so that shows, like, how much I really cared, or, like, you know, I was just, like, not, like, a really, like, close family person growing up, so, like, I'm just kind of, like, starting to feel comfortable more recently, like, to be around my family. So, and I feel like even though those situations can be uncomfortable sometimes, like, I still grow out of it, and I still learn about myself. So, yeah, I'm just gonna say that that counts. So, I will talk to you guys later. Email me fatandsadpodcast@gmail.com. And I hope you have a good night. And I love you. And talk to you later. Bye.